Welcome, listeners. This is Paige Estrotori speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online, presenting this Sunday's December 21st, 2025, installment of our weekly finance news wrap. Today, we'll be delving into the week's top stories from across the Australian industry. First on our list, vehicle sales, particularly in Australia's trucking sector. 2025 saw a marked downturn with an estimated 11.8% reduction in sales. By September, only 33,727 heavy-duty trucks had been sold, a dip from the 38,254 sales seen in the same period, 2024. Yet, as the Truck Industry Council reports, this decline may simply mark a long-predicted stabilization following years of unprecedented growth. Light-duty trucks notably bucked the trend with their second-best-ever sales figures reported in the third quarter. What does this all mean? Experts are pointing to a mix of factors: economic uncertainties, ripple effects from disruptions to the global supply chain, and a natural market correction phase after a bull run. It's a reminder to fleet operators to consider a more strategic approach when assessing their fleet needs and exploring financing options to remain competitive in this evolving market. In positive industry news, Scania, a champion of sustainable transport, recently broke the mold by delivering its first battery electric truck to Total Logistics Solutions, or TLS. This groundbreaking vehicle, christened the Scania 25P, boasts a 10-pallet capacity and a powerfully efficient tailgate. Manfred Streit, managing director at Scania, believes the delivery of this zero-tailpipe emission truck at their main office in Campbellfield will signal a transformative shift in urban deliveries. And it's not just about going green. Embracing these electric innovations could also lead to significant savings when it comes to costs, regulatory compliance, and improved corporate responsibility, a triple win for companies. Finally, a story that has the potential to affect us all. The Australian Trucking Association, or ATA, has announced a 10-year, $5 billion road upgrade plan designed ultimately to reduce living costs for everyday Australians. Chair of the ATA, Mark Perry, believes this initiative will unleash a more efficient, more sustainable trucking industry that could save households over $400 annually on everyday expenses. The plan includes funding for 8 critical road projects and represents a significant opportunity for transport and logistics businesses to cut fuel consumption and drastically improve delivery times. That's it for this Sunday's Weekly Finance News Wrap. Remember, staying informed and keeping an eye on these developments may offer valuable insights and opportunities. On behalf of Financial Services Online, I'm Paige Estrotori, signing off. For more personal and business loan finance news, you can visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Stay tuned, and until next week, Australia.